Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP podcast, the podcast that teaches you how to tap into the power of your subconscious mind to improve your life. My name is Donald Curry. I'm a registered psychotherapist, master hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, and hypnosis instructor. In today's episode, you're going to have the opportunity to experience a hypnosis session called Mind Flow for Memory and Concentration. This hypnosis program was written and designed to empower you to maximize the power of your true potential by tapping into the power of your mind. Through this gentle experience, you'll have the opportunity to reprogram and rewire your brain to increase your natural ability to recall, retain, and store information, as well as heighten your ability to focus. It's great for students, business people, lifelong learners, or anyone looking to tap into the abilities of their mind. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that you find this podcast inspiring and that it sparks within you the motivation to make your life better. Are you enjoying these hypnosis programs and would you like more? Visit my new web store at www.hypnosis.media. There's over 50 hypnosis programs covering a wide variety of problems, issues, and concerns. You'll receive a 15% discount off your entire order simply by entering the discount code HYPNOSIS at checkout. Welcome to Mind Flow for Memory and Concentration. Do things seem to slip your mind somehow? Do your thoughts wander, and are you easily distracted? Is it difficult for you to concentrate fully on what you're doing? Some people find that the harder they try to concentrate, the more difficult it is, and the more frustrated they become. This hypnosis program can help you change that pattern by focusing your attention where you want it. Hypnosis for improving memory and concentration is beneficial to everyone. It's beneficial to students. They can learn more material in a lesser amount of time. They can improve their grades by increasing the speed with which they learn, and at the same time, have better retention of the material. This can be beneficial to world travelers and business people who are interested in learning other languages. This hypnosis program helps you to improve both your memory and your concentration. You'll enjoy using your mind to increase your awareness, and you'll think more clearly and creatively with less effort. It's easier to learn things when you are in a relaxed state of mind. Nervousness, stress, or tension in the body prevents blood flow to the brain. When you are relaxed, your brain receives more oxygen, which makes it easier to concentrate, focus, and retain information. In this hypnosis program, you'll learn tools that will enable you to relax your mind and body, and you will receive positive, beneficial suggestions and instructions that will enable your subconscious mind to increase your memory and your concentration. So find a place where you won't be disturbed for this next little while. Get your body in the most comfortable position for you. And whenever you're ready, you can close your eyes. Rearrange your arms and legs so that they are in a position that is the most comfortable for you over this next little while. If you need to move or adjust yourself at any time, you can do so. Begin to breathe slowly and deeply. If you take a deep breath, you can feel your body relax. And as you slow your breathing, your body will relax. And as your body relaxes, your mind will relax along with it. And as your mind relaxes along with it, this will also cause your body to relax further. The body relaxing the mind, and the mind relaxing the body. The body relaxing the mind, and the mind relaxing the body. Each breath that you breathe relaxing your body, which in turn relaxes your mind. That's right. So you can just continue to allow yourself to breathe slowly and deeply as I speak with you. Let's begin by comparing your mind to the surface of a quiet pond. My voice can be a breeze whispering in the trees along the shore. The pond remains smooth and calm, even though things go on beneath the surface. There may be much happening between a still surface. Now let's dissolve this image and form another. Imagine in your mind a stairway. And that stairway may move upwards, or it may move downwards. Perhaps there's a brass handrail or a walnut banister. Whatever's right for you is right for you. And the stairs can lead you to a very safe and comfortable place for you, wherever that might be. It may be a room in your home that you live in. It may be somewhere in nature. In a few moments, I'm going to count from 10, all the way down to 1. And as I count from 10 to 1, you're going to move along this staircase towards your safe place. And when I reach the count of 1, you'll be in that safe, comfortable place. Placing your hand on the handrail and taking the first step. 10, 9, 8, 7, deeper and deeper relaxed. 6, 5, 4. Three, two, and 1. Now in that safe, comfortable place, you can simply enjoy yourself here. You can do anything that you want. You don't even have to listen to the sound of my voice. Your subconscious mind can do anything that it wishes. But your conscious mind isn't going to do anything of real importance here. You don't have to bother trying to listen to me, because your subconscious mind hears with new awareness and responds all by itself. you can recognize the feelings that accompany inner relaxation. You may experience light, medium, or deep levels of relaxation. Whatever's right for you is right for you. Your body may feel heavy or light, or it may feel asleep. That's right. It might even seem as though your body is falling into sleep, even though your mind is awake and alert. But of course, you don't have to concern yourself with any of those things. This is a learning and growing experience. Your inner mind is aware, and it can hear what it needs to hear, and it can respond in just the right way. That's right. It already has more awareness. And already, all parts of your system are moving into harmony in this wonderful, relaxed state. The time that you spend learning and studying can be shortened, or it can be lengthened. You can learn a great deal in a few seconds, or you can spend hours learning little. All that is important for you is to decide just how much you want to learn and how quickly. Sometimes subconscious learning is all that counts. You can condense your learning into a short and intensive time. You can acquire knowledge and store that knowledge until the moment that you need it. You can hear something and record it. You can see something and record it. You can read something and record it. You can feel something and record it. You can experience something and record it. You can picture the things that you read. You can hear the things that you see. You can feel the things that you hear. You can experience all that you study. It isn't important what you recall right now, but it is important that you recall it when you need it. It is all recorded in your inner mind. You can quietly remind your inner mind that whenever you study, your mind is like a camera. Everything that you see, you remember. Whenever you read, you mentally record what you read. You listen and see and feel as you read. Your mind is like a tape recorder. Everything you hear, you record. Your mind is also like a video camera. Everything that you see and hear, you program on tape. Your inner mind records and stores all images and sounds for your later projection. You experience all that happens and record an impression of it. You recall and retrieve as you desire. You have an excellent memory. It's easy for you to learn and to remember. Because you focus your mind on anything that you like for as long as you like. Sustained concentration strengthens your mind. When you exercise your memory, it becomes stronger. Every time you use it, you have clear, quick thoughts and specific retention of information. You have instant replay and long-term replay of information. Memory and concentration enhance your capacity for a more successful, creative, and productive life. You can program thoughts, facts, and information into your inner mind and let your mind record and store this information for your future use. You can add feeling to the information that you program to make it more alive, vital, and important. By relaxing, you can bring this material back to your outer mind simply by taking deep breaths. It's now time to move deeper into the experience. In a moment, I'm going to count from 10 to 1, and as I count from 10 to 1, you'll move further and deeper into relaxation. When I reach the count of one, you'll be at a level of relaxation where all levels of your mind, body, and emotions are open to receive positive and beneficial suggestion and instruction. These subliminal messages will imprint themselves in your complete and total self in such a way that all of these things that I suggest to you will happen exactly as I say they will for your highest benefit and your highest good. Not because I say so, but because these are things that you want to happen. 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you. It's now time to return to waking consciousness. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. As I count from 1 to 10, bring yourself back. Starting now at 1, emerging from relaxation. 2, coming up now. 3, 4, feeling revitalized, re-energized, and refreshed. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Eyes wide open, back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Welcome back. I hope that you enjoyed this hypnosis session. As always, I really appreciate thoughts and feedback about the show. You can reach me directly at hypnosispodcastcomments@gmail.com. If you have questions about hypnosis and NLP that you'd love to have answered on an upcoming episode, please email me. If you'd like more information about hypnosis, you can visit my personal website at www.donaldcurry.com. And if you're interested in learning hypnosis, either for yourself or to help others, visit the Mind Institute at www.mindinstitute.online. Take care and be well until next time.